This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're now into hour number four of a broadcast that exists in defiance to every tyrant on this planet. Well, Alan Root's always an amazing host. He takes over here in just a few minutes from studios in Las Vegas, Nevada. I come to you from the ATX in the center of the rebellion. That's why there's so many conflicting vortexes and eddy pools here. Twitter goes on internal lockdown to prevent woke employees taking revenge for Elon Musk's takeover. Isn't that a great illustration of the Justice Department and the corporations, all of it, just mad dogs believing they're invincible, having nobody calling their bluff, doing whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want. Trump says, we have stupid people now running our country. The world is going to be blown to pieces. No, they're globalists that want to destroy free countries and bankrupt world currencies to bring in their new world order. So my biggest issue with Trump and the Republican talk show host and the rest of them is they keep acting like Biden's an idiot. Oh, look, well, he ran circles around us. He stole an election from us. He destroyed our borders. He's destroying our dollar. He's promoting pedophilia. He's telling us inflation's fine. Well, then, oh, so a dementia-ridden idiot just kicked our ass? No, he's a dementia-ridden idiot, but the people behind him are kicking our ass up and down the street and only admitting it's conscious, only admitting it's a plan, only admitting that they know what they're doing, beats them. Instead of, why are they so dumb turning off the pipelines? Why are they getting rid of the border? Why are they? Well, because it's a new world order plan in their own words. And nothing for me is more frustrating than knowing that. And sitting here and watching it over and over and over again. Limbaugh, before he died, and all the other talk shows, oh, they're morons. They don't know why they cut off all the energy in the U.S. Oh, they don't know why. They know exactly why and how they have done this. So I'll say this before Wayne Allen Root takes over in the next hour and blows us all away, as he always does. I am in such a frustrated mode because we are so close to victory, but so far away from victory at the same time. And that's why I just want to remind listeners, when you take snippets out of the show, when you share them on social media, when you tell your friends and family about the broadcast, when you explain, hey, this is forbidden information that nobody is supposed to get, it has a giant effect. The people are ready for the truth. The people are awake. All you've got to do is carry the ball down the field. So I know our general audience of millions is doing that, and that's why they fear us. That's why we're having such a huge effect, and that's why the Justice Department wants to indict me, and that's why the whole system's coming after me, because we have the formula for victory. And I'm saying I didn't do all of this to lose. I have bet on you. I believe in you. And I thank you for everything you've done. So, I'm not going to tell you how to do it, but you're smart. However you can support InfoWars, however you can share the videos and articles, however you can share the live feeds, however you can be engaged, it's beautiful. And we will change the world together. Or we can crawl in a ditch and just give up to this whole thing, which makes it 10 times worse. No, for me, there's no choice in what we do now. There's only victory or death. There, as Colonel Travis said at the Alamo, there is only standing up and doing what's right and being committed to that, or the long, dark night of submission. As Zapata said, the great Mexican leader, it's better to die on your feet than live on your knees as a slave. And I will not live on my knees as a slave, but it's not some pissing contest where we die on our feet. We'll win on our feet. We survive on our feet. We save America and the world on our feet. Wayne Allen Root, best-selling author, syndicated columnist, talk show host, you name it. Coming up straight ahead in T-minus 60 seconds. So what are we going to do? Share those links. Great job, crew. War Room in 55 minutes. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hosting for Alex Jones, as I do on Tuesdays, between noon and 1 o'clock, most Tuesdays. Occasionally I have a trip planned, business trip or vacation or something, but most Tuesdays I'm here with you now, and I love to be here with you now, so thank you, Alex Jones, for giving me this opportunity to educate all of you with some of the things I know. I think we all have our own special touches in life and specialties, and you know, mine is I'm the Paul Revere of conservatism. You know, I don't really create anything brand new. I'm the guy who screams, the commies are coming, the commies are coming, and wakes you up and lets you know about bad things out there. And for the last year and almost a half, I've been screaming, the vaccines are killing you, the vaccines are killing you. And people don't want to listen, but the numbers are coming in fast and furious, and they prove that I was right from day one. The vaccines are, in fact, killing us. The vaccines are, in fact, killing us, killing you, not killing me, because I'm never going to take a vaccine. You'll have to vaccinate me over my cold, dead hands. But the reality is that many conservatives took the blue pill instead of the red pill, right? They took it, and they got vaccinated. And a lot of them are paying the price now. I can't tell you how many I know are dying and are badly injured because of this situation. So I'll be talking about that during this hour. I'm Wayne Allen Root. My website's rootforamerica.com, rootforamerica.com. That's what I do all day. I root for this great country, Root for America. My email's wayneroot@gmail.com. And my book is The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, which was the book that kind of predicted all this. I said a year ago when I was writing this book, and maybe 8 months ago when it came out, we as conservatives have got to fight back with civil disobedience like Martin Luther King. There it is up on the screen. Fight back with disobedience like Martin Luther King. We've got to boycott. We've got to protest. We've got to strike. And we got to hit them hard because these corporations are funding the destruction of America. And they don't listen to us. They only listen to liberals. We got to overwhelm them and knock them out of business. And I was right. And one of the companies I listed in my book is Disney. Okay? And I, you know, I had the foresight to list Disney right at the top. Disney is the worst corporation, the worst woke corporation in America that's ruining our country. And everybody now knows it. I'm not alone in the wilderness anymore. The tree didn't fall and nobody saw it. Disney's the enemy. Public enemy number one. And as I said, I think on last week's show, guest hosting for Alex, we have got to, all of us, focus on one company, Disney, and put them out of business. Bring them to their knees, destroy their business. I guess you can never put a billion, multi-billion dollar multinational company like Disney completely out of business, but we can hurt them badly to the point where they scream for mercy. And so instead of worrying about the 116 companies I listed in my book and all their CEOs and all their CEOs' contact information, go after one company, Disney. That's point number one. Point number two, yes, there's my book, The Great Patriot Protest, The Boycott Book. But that was only about stop buying their products, boycott their products. Now I've come up with a new idea. Boycott their stocks. Let's all bankrupt all the woke companies because the middle class of America, the great American middle class, has all the money in our IRAs and SEP IRAs and DOs and pension funds. And if we choose to keep our money only in companies that stay out of politics or are on our team, patriotic companies, and we take all of our money out of the commie woke companies, we can bankrupt and bring them all to their knees, destroy them. Because you know how shareholders are. I don't care how liberal you are. If you're a shareholder in Disney and it lost $50 billion in value almost overnight, you're going to be screaming. Disney has a nightmare on their hand, a five-alarm fire. And every shareholder screaming, get the F out of politics, you morons. Fire the CEO. Fire the chairman of the board. Fire that lady who heads the television division of Disney with the two children that are transsexual, transgender, and pansexual. These are crazy people with mental illness. They need a hug from mommy and a straitjacket and a visit to a rubber room. And you got to drive them out of business and fire them all. And the way to do that is to destroy their stock at the same time as we're not buying their products and we're boycotting their theme parks and dropping them on TV. But it's not just Disney. Aim everything at Disney as far as the boycott. But let's go after our IRA accounts and pick out the companies that are woke and sell the stock. We'll destroy them all. We've got the power. Now, remember, my book is The Great Patriot Protest, the boycott book that identifies the most woke companies in America, 116 of them, including Disney, plus 115 others, and gives you all their contact information. And you can look up their stock at Fox Business or CNBC, and you can get it out of your account. It's time to double down. Time to send the cavalry in. Drive them out of business. What's the proof I'm right? Twitter. We're winning. Victory! I think I said this on last week's show, at the fact that Elon Musk had said he had raised the money to potentially buy Twitter, and I said, victory! But he's done it now. And overnight, some accounts were restored. Tucker Carlson and the Babylon Bee were restored overnight, but I don't think either one was suspended for life. They were both under temporary suspension. I, Wayne Root, am banned for life, like Alex Jones is banned for life, like Jim Hoft of the Gateway Pundit is banned for life. Donald Trump is banned for life, but he doesn't want on ever again. Trump says he's never getting on again, so it doesn't matter, because he's got his own competitor, Truth Social. But I want on. I want every platform possible to get my message out there, and I don't own a competing company that could make me billions of dollars in both profits and stock gains, stock increases. So I understand why Trump doesn't want on, but I want back on Twitter. So I applied overnight. I appealed my suspension overnight to Twitter and said with new ownership, Elon Musk, who demands free speech and who demands an end to banning and censorship and shadow banning, I demand reinstatement of my account at Real Wayne Root. They have not answered yet, but we shall see. But the point is, the world is changing. We're winning. Hashtag winning. Victory. Thank you, Elon Musk. The Twitter board folded, and Elon Musk is now the proud owner of Twitter. Now, what's interesting is the Babylon Bee came out with a story today. Twitter's going to hate this one. Musk's Twitter purchase fails after 138,000 board votes are found overnight. You know, the Babylon Bee is a parody site. You know, it's the conservative version of Saturday Night Live. It's funny. So they're just joking around. But what they're pointing out is that the election was, in fact, stolen. And that you can't be so dumb that you actually believe that they found millions of ballots overnight with Trump in the lead by a mile in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Michigan. And, of course, Arizona, Nevada. All six states were stolen, clearly. But those four, Trump was ahead by literally hundreds of thousands of votes, and overnight they found new votes. You know, I used to compare it to football, because I'm a football guy. Always have been, always will be. I played football. I was good at it. I was a hard hitter, hard-hitting safety and monster back. And I use things in football terms, right? If you watched Monday Night Football and you lost the game, you saw it with your own eyes, you lost. And then overnight when you woke up in the morning, they announced you won because they found 14 extra points in the locker room with no referees present, and they gave the victory to your team, and you won. Would you believe that? That's what happened in the election. They stole it from Trump, and they're asking you to be a moron, an ignorant sheep, and believe that they happened to find hundreds of thousands of fake fraudulent mail-in ballots with no signature verification and no voter ID overnight in the four states where he was winning by a mile that would have won him an electoral landslide. When you flip him the other way, he loses in a big electoral, not really a landslide, but a pretty bad loss instead of a pretty big win. It's a total flip because they found votes overnight. And the Babylon Bee is saying Elon Musk won, but oops, no, he didn't. They found all new board votes overnight, and now he lost. They're trying to laugh at the election. Trump won. Thank God Elon Musk won. They didn't find votes overnight. Be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. My website, rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. And hopefully, I'm back on Twitter very soon. I was banned for life in January of last year. Had over 150,000 fans. More importantly, I picked up 80,000 of them. I just looked it up to confirm that. I picked up 80,000 new fans in about 2 months around the election in 2020, October, November, 80,000 new fans, 40,000 a month. And Twitter must have panicked. Those little snowflake losers must have panicked. Little snowflake communist losers got so scared and angry that I was winning on their platform and gaining 40,000 a month. And they banned me for life right after that. So now with Elon Musk in charge, I certainly believe I will be back, and Alex Jones will be back. Donald Trump should be back, but he doesn't want to be back. He's sticking to Truth Social. Let me mention a couple things. So, number one, I want to bring up the NFL, and I know most of you are not big sports fans or football fans. You don't tune into Alex Jones for NFL, but I want to make a connection here because I'm someone who has never liked experts. I think experts are, you know, I've never even asked anybody, any of the producers, Alex Jones, if I'm allowed to curse. I won't. But experts are full of crap. How about that? Instead of the word I really wanted to use that begins with SH. Experts are full of crap. Experts are never right on TV. They're always wrong, which is why I never call myself an expert. What I am on TV is a common sense guy, a son of a butcher, a common sense guy with middle class gut instincts and common sense. That's almost always right. I've got my finger on the pulse of what the average middle-class American is thinking. And that is always right. Middle-class people have more common sense in their thumb than an Ivy League lawyer or doctor or engineer has in their entire body. So, and I can say that because I'm an Ivy Leaguer, right? I went to Columbia University, class of 83, with my classmate who was never seen there, Barack Hussein Obama. Class of 83, my invisible ghost classmate, a.k.a. the Manchurian candidate. And so I went to an Ivy League school, graduated from an Ivy League school. By the way, most kids today take 6 years to graduate college. I graduated the Ivy League school in 3.5 years. So I know Ivy Leaguers, and I am an Ivy League educated guy. And the people I went to school with were book smart and test smart, but had no common sense and were always wrong on every issue. That explains Biden, Obama, Kerry, Clinton, every liberal out there, always wrong on every issue, overeducated eggheads. And the reason I bring up the NFL for this experts segment, because this is what this segment's about, experts. Don't listen to experts. So I was on one of my favorite sports websites today, and they had an article about my Dallas Cowboys. I'm a huge Dallas Cowboy fan. I think you might be able to see the helmet right behind me. If you can't, my big head's probably in the way. But I'm a huge Dallas Cowboy fan. And they had an article about the last 10 years, who the Dallas Cowboys drafted in the first round, compared to the two biggest draft experts in the world, Mel Kiper and Todd McShay, who evidently make millions and millions of dollars studying every college football player coming out of college and who should draft them, and what their needs are, and how good they are, and what their weaknesses are. And they know everything, and they're walking encyclopedias. And Mel Kiper is now 60 years old, and he's been doing this since he was 16. He's an expert on the NFL draft and a walking encyclopedia. And he's built a multi-million dollar, probably $100 million fortune, I would guess, by being the expert every team use him as an advisor. The ESPN uses him all year long to talk about the draft upcoming. And then draft week, he's the go-to expert in the entire world. And they compared his picks each year he makes his own picks who each team should take in the first round. If the Dallas Cowboys had taken his picks the last 10 years versus what they did. So what they did, what Dallas actually chose in the first round, makes them the third most successful team out of 32 NFL teams in the last 10 years. Okay? Third out of 32 teams. Pretty damn good. What this great expert Mel Kiper did would put them at 24th. Okay? Experts are morons. They know nothing. Todd McShay is Mel Kiper's sidekick on ESPN. He lives and breathes drafts all year long. His picks were put side by side for the last 10 years. And much better than Mel Kiper's, who's supposed to be the expert, but his picks would have left the Dallas Cowboys 10th out of all 32 teams. So instead of third, they would have been either 24th or 10th, which goes to show you that even the world's biggest experts don't know, I'll say crap again. They don't know SH. You know that word? They don't know any of it. They're always wrong. And I bring that up to compare it to the experts in the medical field. Because in the last couple of weeks, I've talked to a lot of friends of mine who have taken the vaccines and are very sick. And every one of them, when I say, why did you take the vaccine? They all say the same thing. My doctor told me I have to. My doctor not only told me I'd take the first two, but my doctor said you got to take the booster. And now we see in the news today, Kamala Harris has COVID. She's been double vaxxed and double boosted, and she's now has COVID, and she's in quarantine. We saw in the news today that the NFL draft that's happening on Thursday, one of the other big college football experts in the world is Kirk Herbstreit. And he's got a huge name. He's considered a superstar of college football broadcasting. My guess, he makes like $10 million a year. He's not coming to Vegas. That's where it is, in Vegas, starting on Thursday. My town, right here, Vegas, about a million people are coming to town. The most in the history of Las Vegas. It's going to be the worst traffic nightmare in the history of our town. And it's going to be like three Super Bowls combined with New Year's Eve. That's how popular the NFL draft has become. And everybody wants to see it in Vegas. It's an excuse to visit beautiful Vegas Strip, which is one of the funnest places in the world. This is the adult version of Disneyland without the transsexual education and the sexual identity brainwashing. So everybody who loves football loves Vegas and gambling. So they're all coming here. This is the Mecca this year. But guess who isn't coming? Herb Kirkstreet, the big expert from ESPN, is not coming because he's vaccinated and he got a blood clot. Can't get it on an airplane. Nowhere in the article does it blame the vaccine. But we know he's vaccinated because you can't work at ESPN unless you're vaccinated. Nowhere in the articles it mentioned he's vaccinated. I'm sure he's triple vaxxed, including boosted. Nowhere in the articles it blamed the vaccine. Same thing with Kamala. Double vaxxed, double boosted. She has COVID. Folks, in the history of the world, imagine if I told you somebody took four polio shots and they got polio. But that means it works. That's the argument that medical experts are trying to give you. That if you took three or four shots to stop from getting COVID, but now you have COVID, that's the proof it works because you're not dying of COVID. Folks, I never got vaccinated, and I'm not dying of COVID. The fact is, if you got vaccinated, you shouldn't be getting COVID, or COVID's vaccine's a miserable failure. Kirk Herbstreit has a blood clot. It's obvious it's because he got vaccinated. Anyone could figure that out. I'll have a lot more to tell you when I get back. Way Down the Route, website, RootForAmerica.com, R-O-O-T, RootForAmerica.com. My email, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And my book, The Great Patriot Protest, the boycott book. We'll be back in a minute.
We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions, one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with the big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
All right, Wayne Allyn, welcome back. Guest host for Tuesdays, noon to 1 o'clock West Coast time. So that means 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock East Coast time. Alex Jones, guest host, Wayne Allyn. How are you? Great to be with you. Fantastic to be with you on this day where we're actually winning a little bit. I wrote a column back last Friday. So I only do this show on Tuesdays with you. So you don't even hear the column. The column was hashtag winning. We have the three Ds, Disney, Democrats, and the devil on the run. What a great week. And I just want to give you a review of the highlights. Last week, Disney, sinking faster than Titanic, lost $50 billion in market share, or I should say in stock market value. Netflix crushed on Wall Street, lost $35 billion in stock value. CNN Plus, out of business, CNN lost $300 million. I don't know how you could spend $300 million on a streaming service and hire a bunch of liberal losers. They must have given them, each one of them, $30 million up front or something. Biggest bunch of losers I've ever seen that look lousy on TV and can't even speak well, no personality, dour, negative, commie losers who hate America, proving once again that you can't find success peeing on America. I have no other way to say it. Peeing on America. If all you do is attack America and denigrate America and say America's evil and all white people are evil, there's nobody to watch your show. CNN Plus, gone. Can't wait for CNN to be gone. The mask mandates are gone. Another huge victory. Victory! Mask mandates gone. And then I said Elon Musk has enough money, it appears, to buy Twitter, and that came true. And then I said Spotify parted ways with Obama. And the Obamas, Michelle and Barack. And they didn't say it like we fired them. Of course, they're all liberals, so they're never going to say we fired the Obamas because they suck on TV, which they do, and because they're boring, which they are, and because nobody watched, which they didn't. They just said we parted ways. But the Obamas got fired by Spotify. Barack Obama is the most boring human being that ever lived unless a brilliant guy writes speeches for him. You realize I give speeches every day and get standing ovations. I was with Donald Trump, Donald J. Trump, and it was a Wayne Root Donald Trump event, Club 45 in Florida, Palm Beach, Florida, 2 weeks ago. And I got a standing ovation, and I write my own speeches. Obama had the most brilliant speechwriters in the world writing his speeches for him to try and sound interesting. But any time he went off on his own, he was boring. My national three-hour radio show is exciting. It's like this show. It's high energy, balls to the walls, pedal to the metal, 3 hours in a row of me with this kind of energy. Barack Obama doesn't have it. He's boring. He's a boring old man. Same age as me, but I'm a young man. He's boring. Presidency burned him out. It's hard to be a communist all day long and be negative to the greatest country in the world. Takes a lot away from you, you know? And to fake who you are, Obama tried to act like a moderate, straight male. If you get what I'm trying to say, Obama faked it all. It's hard to fake who you are all day long, to hide in the closet, Obama. All right. I mentioned a couple other things in my column about the good news, the good things happening last week, and then I'll update it for this week. I added in some terrible news, but I still called it positive news because if it can lead to good, it's okay. Think about an airplane crash. Most people would say Wayne Root's crazy. There's nothing positive when an airplane crashes and 300 people die. Au contraire, I disagree with you. There's something called the black box, okay? And every word that's said by the two pilots is copied on that black box, transcribed. And all the mechanical workings of the plane are transcribed on that black box. So if they could find it after the crash, which they do in almost every case ever, they always find it. It's indestructible, the black box. And after much searching in the middle of the ocean, in the deep blue ocean, they find the black box. That black box holds the key so that the crash never happens again. So those 300 people didn't die in vain. They quite possibly save thousands in the future. Their life was not for nothing. They died for a reason, and it's going to save many thousands in the future if you could figure out what really happened and prevent it from happening again. And the only way to do that is with the black box. So a couple of things that happened last week were negative, but I called them positive because they can lead to change, positive change. Number one, we found out after I've been warning for almost a year and a half now that the like Paul Revere, right? I'm the conservative Paul Revere. Wayne Allyn Root is Paul Revere. The vaccines are killing us. The vaccines are killing us. The vaccines are killing us. I'm Paul Revere. And what did we find out last week? Deaths among millennials are up 84% since the vaccines. 84%. Now, lest you think it's a small number because millennials are so young and generally fit, they don't die. So maybe you're thinking, well, usually 1,000 people die, and instead 1,500 died, and that's up 84%. No, actually, Edward Dowd is a brilliant hedge fund manager who managed in the past as much as $18 billion for BlackRock. He was a guest on my national radio show last week, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, on USA Radio Network every afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m. West Coast, 5 to 8 p.m. Central Time, and 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast Time. You can find it at root4america.com, my website, right at the top, or you can go to usaradio.com, or you can go to Odyssey, now carries my show, the number one streaming service in the world for radio. 40 million people stream radio. Is our screen frozen right now? It seems like we're frozen. There we go. I'm back again. Am I back on again? Yes, back on again. We lost you guys for a minute on Skype, but we're back on again. So Odyssey is another place you can listen to my national radio show. But I had Ed Dowd on my show, I think it was last week or maybe the tail end of the week before. And he was talking about Vietnam. We lost 60,000 plus Americans. 60,000 plus. I don't know the exact number offhand. 60 to 70,000 great American boys died. And it's so sad to even mention that. God, I can't stand seeing a soldier or a law enforcement person ever die. They're such heroes. They're such good people. And they're willing to die for us. And when they do, it's just the worst thing in the world. 60,000 plus Americans died in 10 years of Vietnam, right? We started Vietnam in the early 60s under John F. Kennedy, and it didn't end until the early 70s under Richard Nixon. 60,000 plus American boys died. I don't think it's boys and girls. In those days, there were no women at the front. Women didn't die. It was men who sacrificed their lives. And Edward Dowd says that that 84% increase in millennials dying since the COVID vaccine is non-COVID deaths, by the way. So that's dying of heart attacks and strokes and blood clots. Remember Herb Kirkstreet, blood clot. ESPN, not coming to the draft, can't fly in an airplane. It's happening all over America. People are dropping dead left and right. Cops are dying left and right. 30-year-old cops, 30-year-old firemen are dropping dead of heart attacks. Athletes, here's the number, FIFA deaths. FIFA's the soccer league of Europe. FIFA deaths have increased 300% since the COVID-19 vaccines were introduced. These guys are clutching their heart in the middle of a soccer game and dropping dead on the field in front of the fans. And people in the stands watching, the fans are dropping dead, clutching their hearts. No one's ever seen anything like this. And life insurance companies report deaths are up, non-COVID deaths are up 40% all across the United States. No one's ever seen anything like this. But the millennial deaths, as pointed out by hedge fund billion-dollar manager Edward Dowd, are about 80,000 young people have died extra in the last year since the vaccines were introduced. Extra. She says that's a Vietnam. That's more than the entire 10-year Vietnam War that have died in 1 year because of the COVID vaccines. They didn't die of COVID. They died of the COVID vaccine side effects. 80,000. More than the Vietnam War over 10 years in 1 year. So how many are going to die this year and the year after and the year after in the next 3 years? It's going to accelerate. The longer those spike proteins are in your body, the more the clot shot clogs your blood with clots. And the more cancer, the more heart disease, the more heart inflammation, the more cardiac attacks, the more strokes, the more blood clots, and the more death. So probably it goes from 80,000 to 100, 120, 150,000 extra a year. And 3 years from now, you're going to see 500,000 young people extra dead. Anyone want to investigate? Wade Allyn Root. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Show, welcome back. I guest host on Tuesdays between noon and 1 West Coast time, where I am here in Las Vegas, the scene of the NFL draft this week, and of course, East Coast time, that is 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Tuesdays. My website, rootforamerica.com, because that's what I do all day. I root for America. I'm Wayne Allen Root, R-O-O-T, I root for America.com. And of course, you can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And so many of you take me up on it. Even in between the breaks, I look at my trusty iPhone and I see all of the wonderful emails you send me. One is from Carl. Carl is a guy who saw me on this show 2 weeks ago. And he said, I love you on Alex Jones. You're great. And I'm a songwriter who writes number one hits in England. I've written like 10 number one hits. And I want to write you a song for the intro of your podcast because you have no music on your podcast. And that's true. On my national radio show, I have some of the biggest hit songs because we paid for the rights to them, but you can't use them on podcasts or you get sued. So the podcast has no music. So he wrote an original song for me. We worked on it for 2 weeks because he'd send it to me and I'd say, I want higher energy on this part. I want this part to do this. And I want that part to do that. I want you to come in and sock it right away. Well, he listened, Carl. He's good. No wonder he writes number one songs. And after a week of collaboration back and forth, he sent me the final version, and I love it, and it's now the opening song and closing song of my podcast. So I got him off watching the Alex Jones show, in addition to hundreds of other letters. Here's another one today from Dominic. Dominic says, hello, sir. Just wanted to thank you for all you do. I'm an ex-liberal and was a lifelong Democrat until they went completely insane with everything they represent now. Love your story, how you came up from nothing and how your father worked hard to get you your opportunities. Do you have any tips on how to become like you? Thank you, Dominic. My tip is I wrote the book, The Power of Relentless. You got to be relentless. It's the number one attribute in life. My Ivy League degree is worthless. I never got anything from my Ivy League degree. Nothing. They taught me zero at Columbia that mattered in the real world. Zero. Nothing. Nada. Nilch. So forget the Ivy League degree, although it's nice to go to college and continue 4 more years of learning. But I certainly don't recommend it as the reason for success. My success is due to being a relentless maniac. And I just call and email and email and text and bother and hound my targets till I get what I want. Bullseye! Read my book, The Power of Relentless, and you'll see the whole game plan. Here it is. Thank you. Pitar, my trusty lifelong producer, director, is with me at all times when I'm on TV. The Power of Relentless. That's me in front of my mansion in Las Vegas and my Maserati convertible, and I'm standing there taking the shot, cover shot for the book. They always want some sort of a shot that shows you've had some success and you made some money. So The Power of Relentless, and who endorsed this book? Donald J. Trump. That's one of the reasons I first met him was I sent him a copy of this book, and he gave me a beautiful endorsement of the book. And this book lays out everything I've ever done in my life to be successful. And the follow-up to this book is Trump Rules, which you can see in back of me, a few of my Trump Rules books, because I got all my philosophy and strategy for success from modeling Donald Trump when I was 18 years old in college and an SOB, son of a butcher. My dad was a great man, a lot of common sense, but he certainly was not someone that had ever made any money. So I decided my mentor was Donald J. Trump. He was the biggest hit in New York, 35 years old. I was 20. He was 35. While I was at Columbia University, we had that 15-year age gap. He's a little bit older and wiser than me. And I just followed everything Donald Trump ever did, and it led to all my success. And he is a relentless thumper like me, right? He just finds something he wants, and he hits it, baby. And he knocks it unconscious till he gets what he wants. You know what I like to call us? The metaphor is we're cavemen. We're cavemen. We knock it unconscious with a club, and then we drag it to the cave if we want it. We're hunters and sharks. We're gunslingers, right? That's what successful people must be. So there's the answer for Dominic. Thank you, Dominic, for writing in. So I left off with this story that FIFA, I think it's FIFA or FIFA, deaths, that's the soccer leagues of Europe, have increased 300% since the COVID vaccines were introduced. How is anybody not seeing this stuff? The athletes are dying. Cops are dying. Healthy firemen are dying. Healthy military members are dying and sick. And millennials, young people, are dying. Is nobody noticing this? You know, can you imagine if I told you in 1976 we had a swine flu vaccine and we inoculated 60 million Americans and something like 30 of them died. And you know what the response was? The medical world, the experts, canceled the swine flu vaccine program because 30 dead people is not acceptable even out of 60 million. But today, what is Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, tell us? There are 27,000 dead Americans directly from the vaccine, not 20, not 30, 27,000. And what does my alma mater, Columbia, say about this? They've studied the VAERS report, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, for 30 years, which is the gold standard proving whether you've got a problem or not with a vaccine due to deaths and injuries. And they studied it and said, you got to multiply by 20. Whatever the deaths are, they're very underreported. You got to multiply by 20. So multiply 27,000 by 20. Actually, I'm going to do that right now, right on air. I think it comes out to over 500,000, maybe 520. So 27,000. It's getting close to 28,000, by the way, times 20. 540,000 people in America are probably dead because they took the vaccine, according to not Wayne Root, according to Columbia University researchers, medical experts, scientists, researchers say multiply times 20 to get the true number of people who have died from the vaccine. And guess what? You know how many injuries there are from the vaccine? 1.2 million on the VAERS list. Multiply that times 20, and there's 20 plus million injured Americans from the vaccine, many of them badly injured for the rest of their life. And a lot of them, based on what we've just seen, are going to die soon. And you go, well, how come I don't know about any of this? It's a total blackout in the mainstream media. Total blackout, whitewash, cover-up. It's as bad as Hunter Biden's laptop. It's incredible. It's incredible. And there's a second part to the scam separate from the blackout and the whitewash and the cover-up. And that is the way the statistics are twisted. Because they set it up so after you get your first vaccine, COVID vaccine. And by the way, I've never been anti-vaccine in my entire life. Ever. I've taken whatever vaccines are necessary. My kids got whatever vaccines are necessary. I'm not anti-vax. I'm anti this vax, which isn't a vaccine. It's a jab, and it's gene therapy that changes the DNA in your body. It's not a vaccine. It's never been a vaccine. You know what the definition of vaccine is? You got a vial filled with liquid this big, and there's a little tiny COVID germ in it. And they put it in your body, and your body feels the COVID germ and responds to it, and therefore teaches the DNA in your body that anytime a real COVID germ comes in, after being exposed to this little amount, you know how to fight it. It ignites your immune system to fight the germ. That's what they did with polio and smallpox and every other vaccine. But guess what? This vaccine, which isn't a vaccine, it's a jab and it's gene therapy, injects spike proteins by the millions into your body, and they don't stay in your shoulder when the vaccine's given. They go straight to your organs, and they kill your organs, which is why little children, there's an outbreak in America of liver disease and hepatitis among little children. I guarantee you every one of them was vaccinated. Guarantee you every one of those kids who has hepatitis or liver failure was vaccinated. Little kids, meaning teenagers, I'm trying to say, and maybe 10-year-olds, hopefully. Thank God, hopefully, I pray, nobody's dumb enough to give their five-year-olds this vaccine. But it's a problem. And so it's not just that there's a cover-up, it's that they set a definition. Once you get the vaccine, for a month after your first vaccine, you count as unvaccinated. For 2 weeks after the second vaccine, you count as unvaccinated. And I believe after the booster for 2 weeks, you count as unvaccinated. So as all the people die after getting vaccinated, they count them as unvaccinated, even though they're vaccinated. That's the scam in America today. Why? They're not telling you how many people are dying from the vaccine. The VAERS list only says 27,000. According to Columbia, it's about 540,000. All the rest of them died within the first 2 weeks after being vaccinated, so they were counted as unvaccinated. Wow. What a scam. I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I'm great to be with you today. Great to be with you every Tuesday at 12 noon West Coast time, 3 o'clock East Coast time. Wayne Allyn Root is my name. My website's Root for America. You can email me, wayneroot@gmail.com. And here's my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. Get a copy and start going after all the woke companies. Boycott them, strike them, protest them, take down their stocks. We got to fight back.
Have you ever had one or more silver or gray-looking fillings in your teeth? These are mercury fillings that off-gas mercury vapor and release mercury particles while chewing food. Mercury destroys the nerves in your digestive tract, causing constipation and candida overgrowth. It also kills or cripples other cells on contact. If you have a health challenge, I invite you to consider that mercury may be a causative agent. In addition to dental fillings, mercury comes from seafood and vaccines. Detoxifying mercury has never been easier than now. Thanks to advancements in science, you can now feed your body the sulfur-rich protein known as whey protein concentrate and be supporting your body's glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's most effective means of removing mercury from the body. Green Metal Whey Protein Powder is the world's first and only cold, sterilized, and non-denatured whey protein concentrate on the market. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.